Mornings just got doubly delicious at McDonald's, with the two is always better than one deal. Start your day with a mouthwatering crispy chicken biscuit and large hot brewed coffee. Or get a savory sausage biscuit and one of your other faves for just a dollar more. Choose from a crispy chicken biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or large hot brewed coffee. Mix and match them when you buy one, get one for a dollar. Price and participation may vary, valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome to Just Minding My Business Radio, where we are moving at the speed of God, learning what we didn't know we didn't know. I'm your host, Ida Crawford.
And I'm your co-host, Ruth Haskins.
So grab a pen and paper and get ready for information that you can use.
Hello, and welcome to Just Minding My Business Media with your host,
Ida Crawford,
and myself, Ruth Haskins, as co-host. We hope you have found joy in your day and are able to find many reasons for gratitude. Today, we have coming to the mic, Felicia Lucas, who is a best-selling author of 15 literary works, speaker, coach, and book publisher. As a businesswoman on the move, she is the CEO of His Glory Creations Publishing, LLC, an international Christian publishing company, which helps to launch and scale the creative works of new, aspiring, and seasoned authors across the globe. With her husband, Felicia co-founded Take It By Force Ministries, a nonprofit youth and young adult organization, and Dominican Tabernacle Church. Welcome, Felicia.
Yes.
Well, hello. Hello. I'm glad to be here.
We are glad to have you, and you're so sunshiny. I can't wait to hear all about how this journey started.
So back in 2016, I wrote my first book, which was called Make It Happen, Moving to Your Best You. And in that book, I talked about my life and different things that I had struggled with in relation to my spouse and my children, my relationship with God, also my health and wellness, and even my career. I wrote the book as a speaker. I had an opportunity to go out and I actually did a workshop, one of my first workshops with the book. And at the end of the workshop, this young lady came up to me and she said, you can help me. And I said, okay, and in what way? I was just kind of trying to figure out what she was talking about. And she said, you just wrote your book. I know that you can help me write mine. And I said, well, I don't know about that. I said, well, we were at a hotel and I said, you know what, let me think about it. It was like day two of the conference. I said, I'll get back with you tomorrow. I went to my room and God downloaded everything for me to give to her, like a proposal. So I went down to the business center, typed it up. The next morning, I presented it to her. She read it, and she said, I'll call you Monday morning. And she called me Monday morning. That was on a Saturday. She called me that Monday morning. And as a result of working with her, my company was created. And so it was created out of someone else's need. I didn't go into the intention of being a publisher. But since that time, I've helped over 50 people either publish their book or their story. And so that is how my business was birthed. We are a company of inspiration, empowering stories. Our movement is about how an individual can move to their best selves. And so we spend a lot of time with the authors, helping them release those stories into the world because it's so important.
Absolutely. And that's an amazing story, because it's like God put you in a place that you didn't even see coming.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to do one and done, and now I'm at 15 books with my name on them. One and done was my thing. I was like, oh, I'm going to write my book. This one of the prophets had prophesied to me that, you know, I needed to write a book, and I kept lagging, and I finally did it, but I didn't do it the intent of this. And so I know it's God ordained. I know that this is part of my passion. I absolutely love helping authors, writers become authors. I love that feeling when they become bestsellers, but it's part of my ministry. It's part of who I am. And, you know, I do it, you know, I don't struggle with it. I mean, of course I have help and things like that, but the essence of what we do, I don't struggle because I know it's part of my purpose. And I know that God has specifically designed me to do this, to help people. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Right. And I know so many people are grateful God did ordain you to do this, because in the realm of becoming an author, there's a lot of emotional things that happen.
Absolutely.
And you want to speak on that a little bit?
Yes, yes. And so when I do my consults, especially, we specialize in anthologies. And so I just released my volume 4 of what we call Down for the Count series. And so what I find myself, you know, this, I got visuals so y'all can see. So these are 4 of, in that particular volume, I am working with people. And so as I'm working with these, most of them have been women. As I've been working with them, I find that I tell them it's going to be a gamut of emotions. For some, like an author that I just signed up, she has not told her story publicly. And it was a very deep story about some violation that she had as a child. And I explained to her that, yes, the writing part is very therapeutic. It will help you to in your healing part. But there is a gamut of emotions that you go from, you know, sometimes you're going to cry. Sometimes you're going to be elated. Sometimes you're going to be afraid. Like I was afraid to share my story. Mm-hmm. But definitely as a writer and, you know, going through that process, it takes you through many, many areas. And so when you're, when you're ready and you can share it without crying, then now that's the time to share it to the world. So sometimes I work with authors that they're not ready. They think they're ready, but as they start to write, they're not healed. And so, you know, as because this is ministry as well, that I spend time with my authors in that arena, you know, the minister in me to minister to that young girl that was violated, or someone that has experienced abuse, or I recommend that they get counseling. So definitely there's a gamut of emotions as a writer. And I'm very upfront with my clients to let them know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause I can imagine, you know, the feelings that go through when you're putting something personal.
Yes.
On paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's definitely something to work with.
Right.
For sure. So yeah. Let me ask you, during this COVID-19 situation,
yes,
are you developing some literature to help people walk through that?
Well, what we just released last week, I actually had a telesummit on last week that individuals had an opportunity to share those stories of how they were bouncing back. And, you know, God gave me that idea to pull the authors together for the telesummit where people could call in and hear those stories to kind of encourage. And I think that because, you know, as not just a country, but as a world that we're going through, people need to know that, you know, there are other situations that people have gone through and they ended up okay on the other side. And so each of those authors talked about their experience, even though obviously none of us had experienced the COVID-19, but you know, some of those down for the count things that happen in life that just really knocked them to their feet, people are able to take that and to see the relevancy of, okay, well, how did you get through that? You know, what was it that got you through that? And so we as a company decided that, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to offer that. And we had, you know, a great turnout. People were calling in from all over the country to hear that word. And so that's, you know, one of the things that we're doing. And then I have a group of authors that are currently writing right now. And so we're going to publish them in August. And some of them, their stories may be a part of what they're going through right now. So that's kind of been my company's response. How can we be motivational? How can we be inspirational when all you turn on the television and you see so much like death and destruction? you know, what can we do as a company? And that's our contribution.
Awesome. That is awesome. I had to definitely ask you that because this is a time where people are going through so many different emotional feelings as well as financial.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot of stuff. For lack of a better word.
You said it. Yeah.
Yeah, that people are experiencing. So
right.
Definitely applaud you in bringing people together to definitely get it out, because I think that's important that we get it out.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because that's so freeing when you get it out.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so many people right now are also going through this reality of they think they're coping. They think they're doing very, very well. And then they find out, you know, somewhere along the line, oh, wait a minute, I'm not doing as well as I think I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And writing really does. When you get it down on paper, you begin to see what you're really feeling, or the fact that you're not even feeling, because that's the way a lot of people are going through this. Mm-hmm. They're trying not to feel. They figure that if I can just not feel, I'll be okay. And that is not an answer.
Right.
It has to show up somewhere. So again, you're to be commended in helping people to get it out on paper. Get it down. Yes. Get down the bones.
Yes.
Yes. And it's going to be so many authors that's going to come out of this situation, and having your services is going to help them really hone in to what they need to be writing on paper. So when someone wants to work with you, what does that process look like?
So I do offer free 15-minute consults. And so what I do is actually I meet with them via Zoom. I like Zoom. I've been using Zoom for years. So I like that. I use that in my consults. Because I do have international clients as well. And so I want to see what they look like overseas. But definitely we have a consultation. I hear their heart as to what they want to do. And then I share with them what my company can provide. So I personalize services, because some people come to me and they want me to do everything. And then I get people that have done everything, except they might just need one service from me. So I actually take the time to listen to see what they're looking to do. And if we're able to accommodate that. And then at that point I design a personalized package for them. And then we have a personalized program. So depending on what their goals are, some people, I mean, I've met someone that wanted a book done in a month, and month and a half was, you know, that was kind of deadline, but she had almost everything done. So I was just on the tail end. So it just depends on the client. But you know, we are a company that can do full service, or we can do what I call a la carte. Like if they just need an editor, or they just need someone to do their book cover, but if they want us to do it from start to finish, you know, we do that as well. Okay. And so then we go through that process. Yes.
So that was going to be my next question. The services that you offer.
Yes. So we do everything from the editing, formatting of the book, you know, help doing the registration, the copyright, their ISBN. We do, you know, depending on if they want marketing kind of things, we help with that as well. The proofreader, I think I said the cover designer, but every aspect of the book, you know, we help with giving them ideas for a launch. I generally do virtual launches through Facebook, because a lot of my clients, that's where their audience is. And so we do a lot of virtual launches, but we also do in-person launches as well. So it's a gamut of services, because, you know, it just depends on what that client needs. And we hold their hand through that process. And so I am blessed. I have a wonderful group of authors that I've, you know, God has sent my way for me to help them. And, you know, I wanted, you know, I always tell them it's bigger than the book. That's bigger than the book. The book is just a tool. That's the tool to get you into the door. But if you're a speaker, you need to have a book. Yeah. You know, if you are in ministry and, you know, you're passionate about something, that needs to be put in written form because you are seen as an expert in whatever that it is. And so for me, I encourage them, this is just a tool. This is just a tool. You have to, now what are you, once you have this tool, what are you going to do with it? You know, you're going to turn it into a class, or you're going to turn it into a workshop. You know, what are you going to do with it other than just say I'm an author? You know, that's the easy part. But then the real work comes in when you have to market it and you got to get it in the community and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so we do work with authors on that as well.
Oh, well, that's good. Excellent. That's good. Because I think that's an area where a lot of authors fall.
Right.
In the marketing and deciding what they're going to do from that book.
Correct.
So that's really, so it just sounds like you're a one-stop shop.
Well, that's what we want to be for our client. We don't want them to come and get the cover from us and then go somewhere else and get it edited. No. We want to handle it. We want it all for His glory. It's called His Glory Creations. Do it all unto the glory of God. And so we want every aspect of that to be for Him to be glorified. And so that's the essence of who we are.
Yes. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. That is really beautiful. I'm just sitting here imagining, just seeing people coming into your space and the services that you provide and leaving them with that aha moment that when they first started, when the idea first came, so much fear was there.
Absolutely.
And then having you to one by one just expel all of that away. That's an awesome thing. It's an awesome calling. So before we ask any more questions, we want people to get in contact with you. So okay. How would they do so?
Yes. So I am on all social media platforms. We'll start there. Facebook, I would love for you to like my business page, which is His Glory Creations Publishing. We also are on, our ministry is up there, Take It By Force Ministries. You can get me on Instagram. I am Coach Felicia Lucas. I am also on Twitter, and I am Move to Your Best You. Move to Your Best You. I'm on Twitter. But my website as well is the ultimate place to go, and you can check out reviews. You can check out some of the authors, and my website is FeliciaLucas.com. So if you go there, my publishing information is there as well, so you can have an opportunity to see some of our work that we've done. But definitely from social media, everyone's not on social media, but you can definitely go to my website and do the contact me. Let me know you want your free consultation. We'll set up an appointment and we can talk about, what's in your heart to do.
All right.
Just a question. When you finish working with an author, what is their biggest, what do you find is the biggest revelation that the author has, or some of the biggest revelations that they've had?
A lot of them say they wish they would have published earlier, because they felt, as you were talking about, you guys were talking about earlier, that release and how it's important. A lot of them felt like they were at that point glad that they did it, because it, for some of them, they were stuck for a while, stuck in their thinking, stuck at the incident that happened. They really hadn't moved on through it. I had a pastor the other day that she was talking about my company, and she had never, there was another one that had never shared something that she had experienced, and she was saying how it was very eye-opening for her to actually, once she got the book and saw it in print and her name in print. Mm-hmm. And for her, that was something that I never would have thought that I would have been telling this story, for one. And then for second, that it would be in print. And so, I always talk about, this is legacy building. I have three kids, and, each of them have worked within my company. I vend, some of my kids will come with me. But this, it's all about building legacy. So once Felicia is not here, my prayer is His Glory Creations is still here. And so the imprints that I am putting on these authors, the imprints that I'm putting with my children, I want that to live on. And so a lot of the people that work with me, that's what they're saying, that, you know, it was a great opportunity for them to share. And because a lot of the subject matters of the women that I work with, they're not your typical books. You're not going to, you know, you read this book, it might talk about a young lady that was raped. It might talk about someone that suffered tremendous grief. It may talk about those things that people don't want to talk about. And so for them to have that platform, to have that avenue has been, I still have people that want to work with me. I have repeat authors that have worked with me. I have one lady that has written 4 books with me. And, you know, she just called back and wants to do number 5. I mean, it's like, she's like, you pull that out. You pull that out of me. And that's what they say. A lot of that, I pull out of them that which they would not have exposed their souls to. They would not have done that. But it's all about relationship. I try to build relationships with my clients. You know, some you get closer to than others, just because it is a business, but it's ministry as well, as I said earlier. And so building that relationship with them helps them in the process, because sometimes they don't need a publisher. They just need a friend. Wow. And so, you know, if I have to put the friend hat on, I put the friend hat on to help them through. And there have been, you know, several authors that they weren't, you know, they were looking for a publisher, but they ended up, well, I'm ended up now and we're friends because of the process, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the majority of what my authors say after working with me.
Excellent.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about your ministry.
Yes. Okay. So my husband and I, we first started out as youth pastors back in 2000. So we've been doing this for a long time. So we were youth pastors for a while. And then God blessed us to birth our own ministry. So our church, Dominion Tabernacle, was founded back in 2003. We also have a 501c3, which is Take It By Force Ministries. And it is the, our essence of who we are is that we minister to youth and young adults. So we do a lot of youth empowerment. We do a lot of leadership training and development, career development with them. We do community events. We've been doing, I think we're at number 30 right now of community events where we go back into the communities, the at-risk youth committee communities, and give away school supplies to be a blessing, you know, food and, you know, whatever types of resources God puts in our hands and able to get out into the community. So we've been doing that since 2001, 2002. Our ministry website is takeitbyforce.net. takeitbyforce.net. But we are all about helping young people to become responsible citizens. And, you know, as a parent of, we're parents of 3, well, we have 2 teenagers and almost a teenager. So not only are we living it, but, you know, we're able to really be real with the population, because we still have kids, you know, those ages. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely Take It By Force Ministries. God has opened up so many doors. My husband does a lot in the community before all the COVID-19. A lot of volunteering at the schools and the Boys and Girls Clubs, and, you know, having an opportunity to go in there, even though we are 501c3, we are, you know, religious base, but having the opportunity in the marketplace to have visibility and, you know, working with the PTAs in the local community. We both have been PTA presidents, and, you know, using that as an opportunity for ministry. And so, Take It By Force Ministries has been a blessing, as well. So as I said, you can find us on, Facebook as well. Our Facebook page is there. We invite you to like that as well, and you can see what we're doing in the community.
How did you come up with the name?
Well, I didn't have anything to do with that. My husband's the founder, and when God speaks, he writes. And so he spoke that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And so the scripture in the Bible that talks about that, and how, you know, we have to take back that which God has for us. Sometimes we just allow things to happen, but it's really about that message of making things happen for you, and how, you know, how in life that transpires. And so that was the name that God gave us. I did not like say, oh, okay, that's, we're taking by force ministries. And so we're taking the kingdom by force.
Absolutely. I love it because, you know, it's power. It sounds powerful to me. It sounds like we're going to get what we have supposed to get. What God said we can have, we're going to, and a lot of times it's like that because God kind of makes you work for it. You can't, he just don't give it to you. He got to make sure that you really want it.
Amen. Yeah, a lot of times we're sitting and waiting on God, but actually he is waiting on us. Yes. You know, a lot of people are waiting for him to do this and do that. And, you know, he does that when we do our part. And so that's the part that, you know, a lot of us don't want to do our part. We just want it to happen. Yes. But we have to put some action in there, you know. You got to have action. So, yeah, that's definitely, we are an action-oriented youth and young adult outreach organization.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So, again, how can our audience get in touch with you?
Yes, so you heard all of those platforms. Definitely do that. If you're interested in buying any of my books, you can go to my website, FeliciaLucas.com, and click books. You'll see them there. You also can go on, I'm on payhip.com/HGCP, His Glory Creations Publishing. You can see the items that are there, but I'm all over. And so if you're watching today and you're saying, you know what, it's time for me to share, I would love to have a conversation with you. And we can talk about, you know, what you want to do. And if we're having a anthology, a lot of people like that, because it's for those that don't know what an anthology is, it is a collection of stories around a certain theme. And so a lot of times people like that because it gives them an opportunity to write one chapter versus writing a 10 chapter book. Yeah, one chapter, it stands alone. But the key is, when you have that one chapter, how do you use that chapter to propel your ministry or your business? And so you write with intention, but you use that. It's not just because my name is on the front. Yeah, my name is on the front because I am the compiler of, or the visionary. But your story is in the inside and your picture is on the back. So maximize it. Maximize it. And so that's what I tell my authors. You have to maximize that opportunity because within an anthology is a shared, you're sharing the book, but you're also sharing the cost. And so a lot of times, a lot of people find it appealing as kind of a springboard or platform to start their literary journey by doing an anthology, which is an excellent opportunity to get exposure. Because if there's 10 ladies in the book, you're exposing yourself to their 10 platforms. And I have made relationships with other people through the anthology because one of my authors was a part of it. So you use that to build your network. And it's, you know, a lower cost because all 10 of you are sharing in the cost to produce the book.
Absolutely.
Very fine.
Yes. Well, thank you.
I'm so glad to have been here tonight. This has been great.
Yes, and you have definitely, I hope people, our listeners, are really paying attention to all of the good information that you have shared with us this evening. We really, really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And your energy, because you are definitely energized.
Yes.
And lots, I'm surprised because it's late, you know, later in the day, but I get excited. It's because it's passion. And that's what I tell my clients. Passion is that thing you do with no effort. I got excited that I had this interview tonight because this is, I love talking about this. So it creates that, you know, oomph inside of you, like, you know, you got to go for it. And so I appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience. And I, you know, my prayer is that God continues to bless your ministry, what you're doing in the earth realm, so others can be drawn unto him. Absolutely.
We thank you for that, and definitely blessings with what you're doing.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Word on the street says there's something new at Just Minding My Business Media. You've heard our podcast, Just Minding My Business Radio, that brings news and views you can use. That airs every Thursday at 6 p.m. on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, and Spreaker. Well, now you can watch Just Minding My Business. That's right, Just Minding My Business Media now has a TV presence on Raven International TV Network, broadcast on Roku, Fire, and Apple TV. Your business, through Just Mindy My Business Media, has exposure on internet radio, major social media platforms, and now TV. Through Just Mindy My Business, dynamic digital marketing platform. Don't listen to the word on the street. Hear it for yourself. Visit jmmb.assistercircle.org to learn how you can take your business, your vision, to the next level.
Thank you to the amazing women of a Sister Circle Empowerment Network, ASIN LLC, and our media partners. Let Just Mindy My Business Media promote your business. For information, visit us at jmmb.assistercircle.org. That's jmmb.assistercircle.org. Voiceovers by RCH VoiceWorks. For when you want to be heard, call 443-620-4115.
Thank you for tuning in to Just Minding My Business Radio. I'm your host, Ida Crawford.
And I'm your co-host, Ruth Haskins.
We hope you enjoy the show and appreciate you stopping by. Many blessings to you and yours.
Mornings just got doubly delicious at McDonald's. With the two is always better than one deal. Start your day with a mouthwatering crispy chicken biscuit and large hot brewed coffee. Or get a savory sausage biscuit and one of your other faves for just a dollar more. Choose from a crispy chicken biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or large hot brewed coffee. Mix and match them when you buy one, get one for a dollar. Price and participation may vary, valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.